This is Akashvani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. India carried out a successful launch of an intermediate-range ballistic missile Agni-4 from the integrated test range at Chandipur in Odisha. The Defence Ministry said the launch successfully validated all operational and technical parameters. It was conducted under the aegis of the Strategic Forces Command. The launch marks another milestone in strengthening India's defence capabilities. In April this year, India had successfully tested the new generation nuclear-capable Agni Prime ballistic missile from the Abdul Kalam Island off the coast of Odisha. It met all the trial objectives, validating its reliable performance. Strategic Forces Command, SFC, along with the Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO, had conducted that successful flight test. The Agni missiles are long-range, nuclear weapons-capable, surface-to-surface ballistic missiles developed by India. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar is on a day-long visit to Uttar Pradesh and Madhya Pradesh today. In Uttar Pradesh, Mr. Dhankar will inaugurate a new Sainik school in Gorakhpur district. Later, the Vice President will preside as the chief guest at a two-day national seminar on Rishi tradition in modern life, organized at Jagadguru Rambhadracharya Divyang State University at Chitrakoot. Mr. Dhankar will also pay tribute at the statue of Nanaji Deshmukh at Deen Dayal Research Institute at Chitrakoot in Satna in Madhya Pradesh. India has overtaken China in terms of its weightage in the Morgan Stanley Capital International, MSCI, Emerging Markets Investable Market Index during this month. The weightage of India stood at 22.27% as compared to 21.58% of China in the index. Announcement in this regard was made by Morgan Stanley. The rebalancing reflects broader market trends. While Chinese markets have struggled on the back of economic headwinds in that country, India's markets have benefited from favorable macroeconomic conditions. In the recent past, the country has posted a much superior equity market performance driven by strong macroeconomic fundamentals of Indian economy as well as robust performances by the corporates. According to analysts' estimate, post this rejig in the index, Indian equities could witness inflows of about $4 to $4.5 billion. Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda will inaugurate two super-speciality hospitals in Darbhanga and Muzaffarpur in Bihar today. On the concluding day of his two-day visit, Mr. Nadda will also visit the demarcated site for AIIMS Darbhanga at Ekmi Sobhan Bypass. The minister will take stock of the progress of construction work of Patna Medical College and Hospital, which is being built as the world's second largest hospital, equipped with over 5,400 beds. He will also offer prayers at Takht Sri Harimandir Sahib in Patna. In Jammu and Kashmir, 267 nominations were accepted and 62 rejected after scrutiny of nomination papers for the second phase of assembly elections. The scrutiny took place yesterday. Akashwani Jammu correspondent reports that a total of 329 nominations were received for 26 assembly constituencies across six districts, three each in Jammu of the Jammu and Kashmir division. The deadline for filing of nominations was the 5th of this month. Candidates can withdraw the nomination till Monday. Polling for this phase will be held on the 25th of this month. The festival of Ganesh Chaturthi is being celebrated today across the country with great devotion. The day marks the birth of Lord Ganesha, who is a symbol of wisdom, prosperity and good fortune. People place clay idols of Lord Ganesha in their home and worship them during the 10-day-long festival. Ganesh Chaturthi is a major attraction in Maharashtra, where people celebrate it with great zeal. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have greeted the nation on the occasion of Ganesh Chaturthi. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have congratulated shot putter Hokato Hoteze Sema on winning the bronze medal in the men's shot put F57 event at the Paris 2024 Paralympics. And that is the end of this news bulletin.